This is VOA News via remote. I'm Liz Palka. First Lady of the United States, Melania Trump, said her husband is the best hope for America's future on the second night of the Republican National Convention. She spoke from the White House Rose Garden, expressing sympathy for the hundreds of thousands of Americans affected by the coronavirus pandemic. The tone of the First Lady's speech was a noticeable departure from much of the politically charged rhetoric of the first two nights of the four-day National Convention. President Donald Trump's supporters have sharply attacked Democratic challenger Joe Biden while praising the president's handling of the pandemic and the devastating effect it had on the economy. Biden, on the other hand, has attacked President Trump's claims that he was a wartime president in the fight against the virus. The Democrat said in his presidential nomination acceptance speech last week, the president's actions were unforgivable and a failure of leadership. Vice President Mike Pence will speak on the RNC's third night, highlighting goals for a second term in the White House. Follow our coverage of the conventions on voanews.com. Police in the Midwestern U.S. city of Kenosha, Wisconsin, say two people have been shot and killed during a third night of protests over the shooting of a black man by police on Sunday. Police investigating Tuesday's shooting say it happened just before midnight in an area where protests are taking place. News outlets say the shooting was a result of a confrontation between protesters and several bystanders, several blocks from the city courthouse, where protesters had clashed with police for several hours until they were forced out of the area. Tuesday's violent protests came hours after the father of 29-year-old Jacob Blake, the black man who was shot Sunday by police, said his son is paralyzed from the waist down. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says he spoke Wednesday with officials in Bahrain about the importance of Gulf unity and countering Iran's malign influence in the region. Pompeo had meetings in Manama and with Bahrain's Crown Prince Salman bin Hamad Al Khalifa. The State Department said Pompeo would travel to Abu Dhabi later Wednesday, where he will be discussing the agreement the United Arab Emirates and Israel signed earlier this month to normalize their relations as he meets with UAE Foreign Minister Sheikh Abdullah bin Zayed Al Nahyan. Pompeo is on a multi-nation trip this week amid a Trump administration push for other Arab nations to follow the UAE in normalizing ties with Israel. The second most senior U.S. diplomat wrapped up talks with top officials in Russia Wednesday. Deputy Secretary of State Stephen Biegun capped a two-day visit to Moscow that was aimed at bridging differences over issues that include the ongoing political crisis in Belarus and the sudden illness and poisoning of Russian political opposition leader Alexei Navalny. Biegun's visit to the Russian capital marked an intensifying U.S. effort to find a peaceful solution in Belarus, where thousands of demonstrators continue to protest results of an August 9th presidential election that longtime Belarusian dictator Alexander Lukashenko claims he won in a landslide. UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson called for a transparent investigation into what happened to Alexei Navalny on Wednesday. The Prime Minister saying Britain would join the international efforts to ensure justice is done. He also called Navalny's poisoning a shock to the world. This comes a day after the U.S. government said it is deeply concerned about the confirmation that Navalny was poisoned. The Russian government has dismissed accusations that it was involved in an attack on Navalny, who remains in an induced coma in a German hospital after becoming sick Thursday while on a flight to Moscow from Siberia. Israeli attack helicopters struck Hezbollah observation posts along the Lebanon border overnight Tuesday after shots were fired at Israeli troops operating in the area. The Israeli military claimed on Wednesday that no Israeli forces were wounded and that there were no immediate reports of casualties or major damage in Lebanon. We have more international headlines for you on VOANews.com. Via remote, I'm Liz Palka, VOA News.